All right, great. So this is part two of Life Body Healing Energy Essentials live training call for August of 2019. And what we're doing today is going to move into an activation. We're going to answer a few questions, and we're really looking at what's in front of you right now in your life. What's the biggest pain, worry, fear, issue, known or unknown, and how can you weave it away or use it as a doorway instead of avoiding it? Now, there's a few things I want to share because we had a couple of really great shares earlier in part one. And Tracy was talking about how she's had this massive breakthrough, massive up level, and the echo of the fear voice is really, really getting strong. She said, it's getting to the point where forcing herself to go to work is she wakes up less and less energized. She's exhausted in her body and she has to force herself. What I want you to do is listen to that in your own life because it's toxic for you. It is not optimal for you. And even if you think there's not an alternative, there is. But until you say, oh, okay, I'm going to listen to this. This is making me sick. I cannot do this anymore. Show me the door. It can start to appear. But when you feel enslaved or stuck in a situation or relationship and you can't, so you need to listen to your body. If your body is getting sick all the time when you go to work, there's a problem, okay? You can't just force yourself through it. That's the old paradigm, and it's not only going to make you sick. It's like a symptom. When you cover up a symptom in your body, you force the underlying cause back into your system, and it's going to come out somewhere else. So we're not going to do Western medicine, which is take a pill, cover it up. We want to dive in and say, ooh, who are you? What are you doing? Okay. I want to ask you to help me. What I want to do is each month, except December and August, I want to create a new activation, a light body activation. And I want it to be based on what you want. So anytime you think of it, now or later, send an email to Donna and tell her that you would love an activation designed for a particular topic and or a particular length. So what do I mean by that? Let's say, let's think about terror, okay? So I lived with a lot of that and the threat of it. and Julie brought it up. And so it doesn't have to be like absolute terror. Anxiety is just low-level terror, okay, right? Worry is low-level terror. What ifs is low-level. It's just a lower frequency of that same energy. So if you're like, okay, I need an activation that's 10 minutes long because I need to be able to do it fairly quickly as soon as I'm able when I'm feeling this energy, okay, Julie or anyone else, right? So if then you send that to us and you could have other things in there. You know, I really feel stuck in my sacral. Could you, you know, do one that has that? I keep getting stuck in negative thoughts, you know, like Tracy was saying, maybe you're one like the negative voice, the poor voice, the poor girl voice, the fear victim voice, you know, like Tracy was talking about, you have this breakthrough. And the first thing is you become aware of who you were being. Because you're at a higher frequency, you can look down and see that who you were, but it's a pathway. It's the habit and pre-dug pathways in your brain and in your body and in your electrical system. And sometimes it'll flip on a dime, but usually it won't. So would you like an activation, you know, that's, you know, for helping with that. And I would like a 20-minute one that addresses, accepting myself so I feel confident to go into my day, whatever. So if you could just start to give us that feedback when you feel called, but don't forget, please remember, because what I want to do is create these so that they are easily usable, digestible for you, okay? All right, so one more thing. What was the other thing? Oh, so the other thing is I want you to remember that when you have someone else in your life, so like Julie and her brother, right, would be one example, Tracy and her business partner, There's another example. So if you have someone in your life, they're very much a part of your life. It's not like that you can just walk away and say, I'm done. Sometimes that works, but we often feel like, how can I ever free myself when I'm living with their negativity? And it's a big one. So I would love if you would give us ideas so that I can begin to create things around that, because that's lack of acceptance of your power, right? That's complaining and blaming. That's like, I want to map it out, because when we can see what's really going on under that feeling or that thought that's just been terrifying us since we were a child, then we can drop out of the story, right? We have to remember, drop out of the story. Nothing bad's going to happen. And even if I can't believe it right now, right, just down into it. So those two things, if you could send in ideas, would be phenomenal. And we're going to be continuing the review, like I said, through Power Programs next. Donna was like, but that's module 5 and we just did module 1. And I'm like, I know, but the Power Programs, as those of you know, who were in the first practitioners round, right, when they first started coming through, I was like, oh my God, these are so advanced. I don't know who can ever see these. And then everybody's like, everyone needs these. And I'm like, ay. Well, it's becoming that way, right? Because they're like going to a healer and the healer making up a remedy and saying, here, use this when, and it's got the frequencies that you need. So the other thing that I want you to be thinking about is questions for me, like, how can I create, a lot of you may not know what an Akashic remedy bubble is yet. It's when you create an Akashic Ascension sphere, that sphere of the flower of life around you, at the end of a session with yourself or someone else, that you are asking it be encoded with whatever you need to complete what's just happened, the healing or the realignment or the releasing or the dissolving or the transformation you've just had. So great example is Tracy just said to us today, sorry, I turned the lights off because I'm not going to be on the screen that much. Tracy said, I had this big breakthrough, went to this retreat, came back, and now the old voice is coming again, right? So, excuse me. Okay, I'm being interrupted. Hang on one second. Okay. Okay. All right, we're going to go into this. Julie mentioned nightmares. Terror, feelings in the root and the sacral chakras. And I'm starting already, Isis and Horus are coming through. They're very key to this activation we're going to do. I don't know why, we're just going to open and they're already starting to talk, but they asked me to look at your sheet here of notes, Julie, and they want everybody to be aware that whatever core belief you have, like Julie's aware of, I'm bad and I'll ruin it all as a core belief. My core belief was I'm not good enough and it doesn't matter how hard I work. I always have to work hard, do more than anyone else, and I'm still not good enough and I can't keep it, right? So whatever your core belief is, it could be expressing in your heart, your throat. You could feel it in your back. You might, there might be other areas of you, but it is always going to be rooted in the sacral and the root. So please do work here. They're showing me to just do your weave back and forth, up and down, like a cross in those two chakras. Every time you can, just sitting somewhere watching TV, focus on those a little bit extra, because the work that you're doing, the work that we're doing right now in the world, is freeing us from a ton of shame, a ton of guilt, all of the sabotage, all of the betrayal, all of the games that we've been playing that are allowing us to understand these states, but are not states that we desire to be living in or to be a part of us that has control. So the control that you've given to these states of guilt and shame, this control that you've been given, it means that you've taken your crown off, and that's okay, because in order to dive deep into the muddy waters, you need to strip away everything you are to experience something new. But all of us together have played that game long enough. It's why the push and the shove and the getting sick is happening when you think, I have to go back to the way things were, but I've become a new person. You've become a new person and you are a tender shoot when you allow yourself to say, oh, I've dumped all this stuff. I just know things have ended. You know, people have left, people have come, beliefs about myself, like Julie was saying, within the day, there's an awareness. Within the day, there's an awareness of her strength because she has distilled the darkness by walking into it, by trusting that her inner flame, which has been expanded fivefold today alone, has been calling and she is trusting it will be there. I'm facing the fear and the terror. I'm facing the fact that I feel obligated to other people. And if I go and follow my true calling, my heart that is opened up now, there will be judgment. There will be pain. There will be blame. Things will fall apart. Be at peace. Inside the peace is inside the flame of the essence of who you are. And the essence of who you are is burning brighter because the energy everywhere is lighter. And it looks like crazy things are happening. Yet the inner vision is opening and we're seeing through. Things are transparent now that never were before. The transparency isn't a change in anything outside of you. Do you know this? Are you aware? There's no such thing as they've changed. That's different. It's only here. And it's here in the heart of your soul, in the heart of your body, in the heart of your brain and the eye within your brain. The essence of the truth of who you are, living in a body, means now that body is transforming. Do you know that right now you are metamorphosizing way more than the things that you see here, like frogs from little fish or butterflies from little slugs? That's nothing. They've been showing you over and over and over that this is nothing. This too you can do, but you're not listening and letting go. When something leaves your life, it's a gift. There is nothing that can leave your life that you need. But you hold on and you hold on and you hold on, and inside there's this knot and there's this tie and... Today, we blow open the door. You no longer live inside your body. Today, we invite you to activate, to walk through the door that has been broken open for you. Everyone of you has had an opening, a breaking, as you like to call it. And does breaking sound good? If it doesn't, change the word or change the meaning. You're the master. I cannot come inside of you and change things. I can stand outside of you and hold you. Emanate love, bring light, call in guidance, all of the energies infinitely stand ready for you. What is it that you are going to walk through? What is it? Do you feel when we come to you as you go into your dreams and we weave your brain, we weave your eye together down your spine into the sacral? Why is it sacred? Go there. Your deepest and darkest fears. It is the dungeon. It is the secrets, and it is the power. You cannot have the power until you open the heart. And you have opened your heart. Allow us to bring you deeper into the infinite field. Allow us to open and to move mountains before you. The illusions, the fear, the anxiety, the shame and the guilt, it's all a mountain of energy that you created and gave life to, that gave meaning to, gave purpose to, and gave your power to. The mountain is calling you back. Still holding itself in place, immovable, because you asked it to be. Immovable. Impossible to see through. To go around or over or under. And it's all you. It's all this beautiful, exquisite creation you built within your higher heart. Today, you are invited to walk through the darkest part, boldly declaring, I am connected to the shiny new me on the other side of this. I am infused with light from above and below, from the me ahead of me and all of the me's around and behind me. I am fully present here now. There is a trinity, a gateway. Every time the energy of three is manifest, a gateway is opened. Today, Isis. This is the ultimate energy and archetype of the Creator Mother, the loving Mother, the nurturing Mother, the womb, the energy, unconditional love, the infinite, the awakened one, the awakened I. The higher self. She stands before you, holding one anchor, your guiding star, Sirius, the crystal crown on her head, shining and activating the crystal crown now being placed on yours. Horus. I Isis's son, the one, the savior, the I, the all-seeing eye. The gateway in and of itself, this energy holds for you. Your connection to your ultimate truth. When you choose to see from this, you see the path of truth, which does not come clear, does not often make sense. And yet Isis holds the light and the love, calling you forth with your heart. As Horus holds another point of that triangle, that pyramid, that tetrahedron, that gateway that is opening for you right now. Follow the light and allow Horus to step into your inner eye, to the pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus, thalamus, corpus callosum, medulla oblongata, the central glands of your brain, the spiritual glands. And as you allow the ultimate awakened eye template frequency to enter yours, we ask now that you be realigned to the frequency and state of your inner eye, your spiritual connection, at the rate and state that is optimal for you at this time, to continue the awakening while staying within grace. Feel the presence opening within your brain, the light expanding, the pineal standing up, plumping up, big opening, pine cone, all those leaves opening, opening to your truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we invite in and welcome Thoth, our guide and teacher of light body science, magic, wisdom, writing, symbols. And now this gateway is being woven open, the energies of all three. Thank you, Thoth. Feel his presence and wisdom standing behind you. Fully present, standing behind your left shoulder. He is asking you to allow his guidance, his ability to awaken your knowledge of light languages, to open and to be the GPS on this expedition. The gateway is open. Breathe in gently for a moment. Connect heart to heart to each of these guides. See and feel this gateway of light opening in front of you. See and feel yourself. No movement is necessary. You simply accept it. As you accept it, you let go. The more you let go of energies that do not align with the gateway, the closer it comes, as if you're being moved to it and through it. Gaia appears behind your right shoulder, holding that feminine loving in form energy, holding all of the energies of the elementals and water, earth, metal, fire, air, holding the energies of all of the animal spirits, nature spirits, all the other realms in and on and above Gaia, a part of her ecosystem, as are we. Now around you, you see and feel a violet flame as if a circle was drawn around all of this gateway. And now that triangle, that tetrahedron, that gateway is completely encompassed in the sphere, the circle of life, all that is, the field of abundance. The violet flame expands and begins to move to you and through you, cleansing you more and more. Say within, I am here now, a clear and open channel for my highest good. I am an excellent receiver. You feel the violet flame moving through more of you. I now give permission to the violet flame, these guides and guardians, and this journey and activation to cleanse and clear me of all that no longer serves me and support me, uplift me, and transform that which is ready to be released, to move up in consciousness and free myself from attachments to all low and old energies. I now allow and give permission for me to be here, ready and willing, open and receptive, fully aligned with my highest self, looking up, always up, through my inner eye, through Horus's eye, through the eye, through the all-seeing eye, through the eye of Source, of love, of abundance, of infinity. Look up through your forehead, through your inner eye, and see the pathway open to this gateway. Take a moment to fully enter the gateway with the guidance and assistance of this circle of light.